Let's see what ideas we can come up with.
Bob,
okay,
I think
Michael, why don't you phone in, Michael? Hey, Michael, we should get Michael to phone in.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a problem for him. How does he do it? Does he come in on Skype or something?
Yeah, he can normally
come in.
Michael Brown, he comes in Skype. He comes in Skype. It's Michael Brown.
Yeah, you can afford it. You might have some interesting things. You've been listening for weeks. Very excited about it all. Here's something. I should, 5 seconds. Very interesting. Maybe I just need to say it. Had to wait until, quote, the last Trump of God got in. In brackets, Don Trump. That's what Ian said in the middle of talking about other things. Had to wait until the last certain things we're making. There's a lot of interesting timing going on in what we're doing. And things like that. We couldn't get to the next level in whatever thing we were making until Trump got in. It's incredible. How's that for theater? We're incorporating the history of Christian liturgy and everything that ever happened, and all the religions are part of the script and the world out there.
Yeah.
We have to wait till that happens, then we can go to scene 10, you know? We can't go to scene 10 till Trump gets in. This is awesome playwriting. You know, McLuhan writes a really good sentence. He says, art, science, and nature merge through media. Let me just see. It's merged through understanding media. It's a great statement. But everything's merged. He has another line. Government, business, and culture are one. That's in the late 60s. That's the word that makes the market. We don't realize, like, people's vision of tyranny, the Alex Jones fear of they're taking over, the one world order. It's way beyond that. It's way beyond science fiction, like what has actually happened in terms of images of you don't have a say in your reality. Your opinion doesn't matter. You know, like, look at Trump. I don't know if he'll stay this way, but they're noticing he's a bit sort of subdued. He's just being normal. He's hiring the old Wall Street guys. So they say, well, how can he be like a total maniac and then just be this sober guy? Well, and practically, he has to realize he's not in charge of anything. He's just a figurehead for a huge apparatus.
Yes.
And it'll be interesting to see how many things he signs in 100 days. And we don't know how naive he was going into it. You know, that the people not understand how there is no individuality in the White House. Your will is irrelevant. Or maybe he will be able to do something because he can. He's not connecting anybody. So this is the drama of cognition we're working out. Like they say, we're in a new world. Well, nobody knows what that world is. And we don't know if we get to the new world. As Ian just said, you know, we don't know how to get to a sense of, well, we left that and got here. If we're going all in all directions at once, we don't know where we began and we don't know where we're supposed to end up. That's just maybe becoming more appropriate, and then you get the end of time. And Ian said, you know, a couple of years ago, it was the beginning of the end. So maybe this is the ending. It's the end of the beginning, the real, real end of the beginning.
Yeah, well.
And then we don't have a middle point after the beginning. We only had to end the beginning because we didn't know where we were going. So this is the beginning phase, went on for 10,000 years, and we finally ended it. Okay, Michael, did you come in, Michael? Hold on, Bob. Okay, looks like he's coming in. Oh, very good,
Bob.
Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, you sent me an interesting thing, Michael. What? Oh, let's maybe look at some of the
videos. I was
going to
say, Bob, what about that that rant that person went on, that British comedian?
Yes, now that a lot of people have heard that. You want to hear it again?
Not necessarily.
You?
Did you post it on Dukes? Well, it's...
It is awesome.
It's extremely entertaining, Bob. It's an absolute masterpiece.
And you get what he's doing. He is getting ready to do his show. And he ends up sort of doing the show in the dressing room because he's so pissed off he spends his time in the dressing room not putting his makeup on, doing the show. Or I don't know why he's just ranting. He's pissed off.
That's part of his stick, Bob.
Yeah.
That's part of his stick. I've seen him interview. He's got another one where he interviews a Republican. He calls him a conservative. And he lets the person believe the interview is not actually being on, and then he talks to him also, his shtick, as if it's off camera, but he reveals the person by doing that. It's fantastic.
Now, he actually did that to a real person? Fooled them?
Yes. If you go onto his YouTube site, you will see that one of his earlier interviews, about 3 or 4 YouTubes back, he interviews a conservative who just stands there, a conservative student at a university, and he does that whole shtick with him too.
Well, what is he? Is he a South African? Where is he from?
He's a British comedian, as far as I can gather, a YouTube comedian.
British, okay. Yeah. All right. Because at the end, he realized, oh, shit, I got to shave and have a crap. And he says, oh, fuck, I haven't got time. I'll forego the crap. And he walks out.
Yeah.
But, maybe it's, I don't know if it's worth playing again. It is all over the place. I put out, everybody shared it. Some people love it. Other people don't like it. The knowing cynics don't like it. I've heard all that before. Now, you know what was interesting, Michael? Do you go to my Facebook page?
I'm not on Facebook, Bob, so I can only get so far with
okay.
this.
Well, you should get on Facebook if you can, because it's awesome what I'm doing. But there were these two radical women who were pissed off at the radical media, the alternative media, with the same argument that guy said. Blaming Trump and saying Trump is evil, and these two radical women says, look, everybody was arrested in the Obama period, in the Clinton period. It's already been happening. What you fear Trump's going to do has been happening for many years. What are you talking about? And she then says, you know, there's some silver linings to Trump. He's actually going to get along with Putin, probably. But right now, and the other girl says, my parents live in Germany, and there's all the American soldiers lined up right on the border of Germany and whatever is next, ready to go to war. And Trump wouldn't push that, she says. So we actually got a break there because Putin is really willing to talk to Trump. So I watched them a few days ago before your thing, and they were saying all this stuff. And then this guy did a satire on them, so to speak, going on about how Hillary was the problem, caused the issue. But
this election has been really interesting because of the reaction and that the people that people have become their judgments, Bob. The people said those people are going to do that have ended up doing that, and the people that they thought were going to do things one way have ended up doing it another way. And it seems people have actually short-circuited. And one of the images that I got was when I was watching Westworld, and you see, I think it's Amorosa, the woman who runs the whorehouse. When she sees her own thoughts and words being reflected back to her from that laptop that she's reading, and she goes through this complete shutdown. And that same sort of thing seems to be happening to people who've been living in a bubble and absolutely believing implicitly everything in that bubble, and only associating with people in that bubble. And now something has happened outside of that bubble, and the bubble has burst. And it's really interesting and entertaining watching the responses and reactions to it.
Yes, and Dave Neufeld, he didn't do anything. He couldn't do anything for 2 weeks. He's been tracking all the negative arguments and comments and pro-Trump, anti-Trump on all the different articles and on the CBC. He said it was fantastic. It was very entertaining watching everybody go off on each other.
Well, this election has been intriguing for me because of being able to see behind the curtain through Bob Knowledge and Iron, which has made it a very different type of election. And so I think we're very privileged because we're not pulled and pushed by it in any way other than, you know, humor and having a good time. But one can see that people are living in worlds which have actually ended. Some people's worlds actually ended, and some people's worlds actually begun, you know, in this last week, which is really
amazing to watch.
Yeah, 50% of people are crying and 50% are in joy. And either response is responding to an illusion, to something they have no way of really understanding. They don't get it.
Well, I see that even with, for example, watching people here in Aberdeen. You know, Bob, do you know that there were actually people in Aberdeen here and in the neighboring town who couldn't get out of bed when they realized Trump had won the presidency? And that shows you that it's not about America even. You know, this election was...
It's not about nations. It's a chip party.
It's functioning in a different environment.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what LaRue says in his editorial. He says that point. And let me just read a bit of it, since he's given such a bad shrift all the time. But he, in his old way, says that. It's very, let me see, bring that up. Now, that's important. The global village, the global theater, McLuhan used to say in the 60s that America was a world environment. Well, that's been squared, cubed, and quadrupled so much that it's now not America. It's the chip body, and everybody's living in it, and they're using it to comment on the TV body, which is one little membrane, and the whole world is identifying what the content of the membrane is going to be. That's what they're arguing over. Yeah. Who am I going to look at for 4 years? And that's all it is. Let's see where we get the editorial. So this is, okay, it's an American election, supposedly. So LaRouche's headline is, not the United States, but the world rejects Hillary/Obama. So he's saying this is a world thing. Now, he doesn't go into the technical ground, but he talks about the figures, and he says, you can't limit yourself to the United States to understand what has happened. Now, this is just what you were saying, Michael. What's happened is that a lot of the world has gotten into this act. Some people who are naive may say it's local, that it's only in the United States or parts of the United States, but that's not true. This development was absolutely international. It was not national, but international in its entire character. Germany was a big factor in it. Vladimir Putin of Russia was a big factor in this situation. So that's the pattern. It's not a local pattern in the United States. U.S. factors have significance, but it's not something you can parcel out under categories. You have to see the larger total picture. That's evident once we start to treat the economy seriously. In other words, instead of trying to figure out how to get this particular product out in a certain way and so forth, the point is that you have to start on a global basis. What we're dealing with is on a global basis. Now, IND&M has always done that. But, you know, this is the beginning, this is the early quadrant, the LaRouche quadrant, you know, 19th century. So he's saying, look, it's not in the categories, the literate newspaper categories anymore. But he's not dealing with, it's not relevant. He's still using national categories. It's not Germany. This person, Aberdeen, is not South Aberdeen. It's a bunch of people on the internet who are not even locally embedded.
Bob, they're not even on the internet. You know, so they're just functioning from the TV body, even from here.
Right. And it's a little shrunken membrane. Everybody lives. It's like Ian saying space is not big or small. It's something else. This is not a visual parameter. The world of the TV body, you can't visualize.
That's
it.
Why
even calling
it a global election is kind of not really
no,
working,
not
Bob,
it.
Because that's too much of a visual image too.
You can't write the situation in English. LaRouche is making the mistake. He's still speaking English and still using categories. So he's actually way out of date. But for people who don't know much or can't figure it out and aren't too savvy in their conceptualization, this is a good introduction, a good start.
That's what's causing the shutdown is that you can't write what's going on in English, and that's what's happening to people.
Great point.
Yeah, they can't think. They got no content for their mind, see? So everybody's been moved into a Zen condition by default.
Yeah.
Everybody's going around with no mind. and it bothers them.
That's what Ian said.
You know,
it's
called
phantom anymore.
Right, that's it. That's not a metaphysical thing you make a school out of. It's a statement of the weather, what the weather is. What was I going to say? The Zen guy, no mind, forget it. Something about, so So the Zen guy says, no. Oh, yeah. In McLuhan writes about phantom pain, you know, guys who get their limbs chopped off and they can still feel them. People's minds technically have been chopped off, but people can still feel the phantom pain of it. And they're trying to figure out how to have decent content in the phantom mind. And this is not a theory. This is actually technically what happens. And what has happened.
What is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is happening. And so
that's
Ion comes in with the perfect... It's a revelation. And Ion comes in with the perfect language for it. And it's pop culture mixed with serious culture. You know? Yeah, he's got his slang, his jokes, and they think of man's game. But then he could talk about what happened to your hypothalamus and the, what the remag did to it as a result of the frequency change. You know
what I mean? Yeah. It was an interesting statement earlier, Bob. Bob, earlier it was an interesting statement that the news is broken. For many people, the news is now broken, and on a level, that's because Ion broke the news. It's a double kind of thing, you know. Ion broke the news.
Yeah, that's a good pun. Because you know, breaking news. Yes. The media comes on with the phrase "breaking news." Well, they got fucking broken.
Exactly.
Breaking news. I'm sorry, we can't broadcast. We got broken. That's the news. Yeah, the news broke. Yeah, what you go? Somebody say, hey, the news broke. You go, what news broke? No, the news broke. Well, what broke? It's like, who's on first? The news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, the news broke, but what's the news? Well, the news is broke. That's it.
Yeah.
We just came up.
Break.
People have been looking for the dialogue to get beyond the... who's on first? You know that famous joke, Abbott and Costello or somebody doing who's on first?
Yes,
no,
yes,
he's on second.
Yes.
A guy named Who was on first. Who's on first? Well, yeah, who is the other guy? Goes, who's on first? Who's on first? No, I'm asking you, who's on first? Well, who's on first? Who's the name of the guy? But we got a new one. The news broke. Until you wait to find out what the news is. Well, the news broke. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what's the news? What broke? The news. Well, I know it broke. What is it? What did it say? that the news broke. That's pretty good, Michael. Michael was in the club. We brought him. Oh, look, the famous South African musician's in the club here in New York City. We brought him up on stage to jam with Bobby Hendrix and Bert Dillon. Michael Bloomfield.
The late hour act after everybody's gone.
Yes, the best I always have is everybody goes. It does. Some of them are smart and they listen to the archives and 3 days later they're in ecstasy. So they email me, oh, fantastic payday, Bob. What the fuck? I'm doing what use now? Jesus Christ, don't bother me with the past. So he says... Now, he's racist. What we're dealing with is on a global basis. Now, this has been the actual condition for some time, but it has not been evident because the people have not categorized these things in the proper way. What they've done is they've accurately looked for things which they think are important, and they are important, but the issue that governs here is international, global, and the area is nothing less than global. What you're looking at is a breakdown of the entire previously existing pattern of life in the world. And when you see that, then you get the whole picture. Germany was a big part of it. Bill Clinton by himself was a crucial figure in this whole process. He set it up, in part. And so you've got to look at this thing, not from the standpoint of what is important in this area or not. You've got to look at the overall picture. Otherwise, you don't get the right answers. Now, if I was there, I'd say, well, you're talking about visualizing. You can't visualize the overall picture, Lynn. You know, your terms. Like, this is really bad, but compared to the normal hypocrites, it's a little better. You know what I mean? But...
Yeah.
Bob comes in, we kill the guy. It's badly expressed, LaRouche. It's not what's going on. I mean, on my chart, he's world government, the after image of world government. That's what he's dealing with. He's not at the solar government level of McLuhan or the universal government of Thompson or the mythic government of Croker and then the lockdown Bob rule of fucking the fifth quadrant. We're actually in lockdown Bob rule, not world global. He should be saying, this is Dobbstown. It's not global anymore. It's not universal, not solar, it's Dobbstown. Bill Clinton was part of this. So he says, It says, you've got to look at this thing, not from the standpoint of what is important in this area or not. You've got to look at the overall picture, otherwise you don't get the right answers. Hillary was dumped globally. Now, you got the contradiction. She got the most votes, supposedly, right? She won the popular vote, so... But you have to figure out how to explain the distinction, because everybody just literally go, oh, fuck, she got the money. She didn't get dumped. She won. Hillary was dumped globally. Everything was essentially a global process. This didn't mean that everybody in the planet is working on this thing on a consistent basis. But Germany, Putin, Russia, Asia, all of these elements and more are in the package. You cannot divide this away from that whole. For example, how did the thing get started? Well, Obama was thrown out. How was he thrown out? Well, it was started by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton set off the first motion which destroyed the whole business. Therefore, you have to look at the totality of the interaction among elements which are definable as having specific characteristics. You don't try to build up something by collecting predetermined desk work. That means like printed stuff, I guess. Because the first one to do this was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was the one who sent his wife into the garbage pail, which is exactly where she belonged. But all these other cases depend upon those kinds of characteristics, and that's the way you have to think of it. Not in terms of what the difference is among different states or different areas and so forth. As in Germany. Germany moved in a big way, immediately. Key figures in Germany were laying down the law to this effect. Some were not responding, but most of them were. Putin was a key figure. The entirety of Asia was key. So the whole thing is something that's acting together, not as a collection, not as group by group, not state by state. We have to get a new conception of citizenship in the United States. What we've been operating on were ideas which were never right throughout the 21st century to date. What we've just learned now, implicitly, globally, China, Russia, and so forth, we're all part of one process, and they are not differentiated from the process as such. You have different shadings, as it were, but not different kinds of organization. Now, you've got to bring in the five-body model to clarify the ridiculous confusion he's doing here. But... And then again, it's a double, because he died a few years ago. He was murdered. That part. Are you guys still there?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
But this is not stretching your mind, is it, what he's saying? It's not, like even Michael said. Even Michael, a fucking musician with no conceptual ability at all, says, there's just something wrong here, Bob. This is limited. Bob, Michael's an ear man. Is
yeah,
Michael literate?
Kind of a
Oh yeah, he writes books. I forgot. I just got your new book in the mail. I don't know when I'll read it, but it's about cats or something, right, Michael?
Bob, you're not allowed to read it. You're not allowed to read it, Bob.
You ripped me off, didn't you? He just took a couple of what you showed, transcribed, and called it a book. I'd like to have a copy of your first. I don't think I have the first one. I think I got it at one point. But do you have any copies left?
I can get the publisher to send you, Bob. I still have your
address. Because you know what I did?
Secret.
I read the email of it. You know, your document before it was published. You sent it to me and I read it. It was so bad.
No, Bob,
so obvious.
Bob, you read such a bad copy of it. And I rewrote it and it was never published. It was only available on my website. But I will send you a copy of the updated version of that.
You said it wasn't published? Wait, you just said it wasn't published.
No, it wasn't. I remember I put it out on Amazon for a while, self-publishing it on Amazon just as an e-book. And then that ran its course, and now it's just available. It's available on my website, I think, as a free download.
I completely
rewrote...
Okay, not as a hardcover.
No. My first two books were a hardcover. No, neither of those. Those were both softcovers. And the recent one is also a softcover.
Yes, I got that. So the one about me and Carolyn and Iandum is not in hardback form, softback. It's not in...
No.
You can't hold it.
No.
But it's different what you did. Yeah, I like to have that.
No one could understand. I'll say that. No one could understand it, Bob.
Yeah, even you didn't understand it, because else you would have been here for the next 5 years. You got fucking nailed yourself in the whole process, right?
That was being possessed by my first wave of Iandum radiation, Bob.
Yeah. That's right.
That's a good one.
So it was interesting what you did do, but it was kind of puny because I knew, you know, I'm living 2 years ahead of you guys in processing ion information, so it was old stuff for me. You know what I mean? It wasn't
interesting
that you're doing.
Celebrating you know, I was definitely celebrating the enjoyment of being inside of Bob Knowledge and Irondom and all that, you know, and expressing it through that just popped out that way.
It was like a pun. So, you made a visual pun on Irondom with the tribal thing and the drinking a potion.
And also, I also drew from my ceremonial experiences from people doing ceremonies. And all of that stuff too. So it was around the time that I was doing the ayahuasca ceremonies, or had recently completed doing all those ayahuasca ceremonies.
Okay, well that came
Which,
up
by
this
the way,
week. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's interesting, Bob, because I did a lot of ceremonies, and there's an experience one has when one takes plant medicine. It's like an oh fuck, because you take it and then you just know that it's going to happen to you no matter what. And so one gets I can only speak from my experience, one gets a certain amount of respect for it because it's going to do something to you whether you like it or not. And that's been my experience with the limited engagement with ION, is that ION is like this audio stimulating hallucination that kind of completely shatters the visual space.
Now, it's timely, Michael. Let me tell you this. Earlier this week, in some context, maybe it was talking to some druggies or people they do ayahuasca and that. They think they're pretty sophisticated. And I said, here is the better psychedelics. And I posted the image of RNA drops, our website, reset.com, with the 5 or 6 products. I said, those are psychedelics. And I was wondering, okay, why are they? They don't give dramatic effects like you do with the ayahuasca heroin, but there's some kind of altering of you that happens maybe over 2 years. It's the longest psychedelic trip. So what do you say to that? You've written on this. It's a psychedelic what we offer, right? But what is the difference?
It's definitely engaging with iron is definitely, I can only speak from personal experience, it's an altered experience. And you go on a similar journey, not the same as the plant medicine that's going to show you the truth about something. The one has that experience of looking at something that normally isn't looked at or can't be seen or whatever. And so, but ION does it through audio. And obviously because of the mystery body presence that he has, which is obvious when you're engaging with him, even directly through the microphone or even online or on chat, you can still see it's like taking an audio medicine in a way. And I was really enjoying the discussion earlier this week that I heard in comparison. It was a McLuhan discussion, and it was in comparing the eye to the ear, where the eye has an eyelid and it focuses and whatever, but the ear has no boundaries, no linear. Ion is coming at... I feel ion coming at me from that non-linear, whatever, and it kind of smashes up the visual space bias that I'm holding on to because of the audio. So it's really profound. And I would bet that there are many people that have taken large doses of ayahuasca that would be very impacted by one session with iron and realize that this is a whole different... This is a whole different thing, because it's not going to fade away after 12 hours. It's going to stay.
Right.
It's going to stay with you until it's done.
Show up every 7 days and get another injection so that it doesn't stop.
Yeah, but it carries on until if I don't look at what he's showing me, then it comes at me like a dark horse. You see, so.
Yeah.
So it's not. I can't have a session and then walk away from it or whatever, like, you know, and just pretend. With the medicines, plant medicines, you can see and do things, but often you can't take anything with you. That is the difference.
Right.
Other than it being non-physical, which is what people are trying to contact with plant medicine anyway, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But here you have it directly.
That's a great statement.
And
yes.
A great statement that... You can take something with you with Ion, and he's back there to reinforce it. You've got to go fly back from Peru and go to your home and go work, and then maybe 8 months later go back there and get the hit again.
It's like Corbin was saying. Right. Yeah, it was like Corbin was saying. It's like it's a curse because it will never leave you. Once the non-physical
yeah.
is introduced, there it is.
Yeah.
That was funny, yeah.
You've got affected by the frequency, and Ion does say that. He says, he's often said from the beginning, once you are wakened up, you can't go back. And he doesn't mean, oh, you've got an idea or you understand a Zen for saying. Once you've experienced Ion in some direct way, you can't go back.
Yes.
It's a different kind of transformation, more powerful, more deep. And we're trying not to make it a cult.
It is the only cult, because every cult that ever wants to exist is trying to do what this is doing. So by this being the only cult, there are no other cults, and this isn't one either.
Right. Just look at the miracle of Corbin. Look at the miracle
of Corbin.
Corbin only had one drop of whatever.
On his shirt. It went on his shirt.
And he's changed.
Maybe a little on his chin. Yeah. But, you know, as I appreciate this deeper and deeper, Ion had implied this, and it was a concept, but this really is a sacred new Last Supper fucking religion ritual. And he says that in the past, there are all kinds of different religions, and it didn't matter. You just focus your attention, and you make a liturgy out of it. He says, just like us, we're just like one of those. So nice humility there by Ion, but it is maybe the best extraneous thing, because nothing. You almost can't believe it. This thing shows up every week and talks for 5 hours and doesn't get tired and puts up with real stupid, low energy stuff, but still works with it. What does that?
Not only
Michael?
That.
What?
Not only that, Bob. But when, and I may be incorrect, but this is my conclusion. When Ion does a session with somebody, Ion is also doing sessions with people that are going to listen to that recording at another time, and if you listen to Radio Free Ion often, there's a resonance change that happens when either, because you do it too, when either you or Ion is talking directly to me when I'm listening. It's for me in that moment, and the resonance is completely different. And often I've noticed Ion will say something that doesn't make any sense at all in the conversation that's going on, and everyone goes, what the, like you'll say, cooking the dough or something like that. But I've had experiences that in listening to the recordings, those odd sentences are often for the person, well, like for me listening, it makes complete sense to me. It's almost like he's stopping his conversation to just say something to me quickly, and one can't deny the resonance.
He's scanning 10 billion people, and he can see instantly one person and say something to them. For example, he did
that's
to me tonight. Go ahead.
That's why I suspect that Ion was assisting in the WikiLeaks, because if one thinks about the amount of documents that had to be gone through in the time and to be released in a timing fashion, it's humanly impossible, no matter how many readers you have, and especially with one person sitting in a thing and his other organization somewhere else, that it gets carried out so smoothly without assistance of something that can look at all those documents. So,
Michael, that's very accurate, because that's one of the deeper perceptions. Everything, you call it the second coming, everything stopped and disappeared on March 18, 2009. And Ion has been doing everything. Everything that's been going on that, I don't know, communicates, he's been doing it all. That's not nobody in their right being would ever believe that. But as the 7 years have unfolded, I can see that. And that's what you're starting to see that.
It's very hard to get it, but it became obvious to me, Bob, that when Ion was backing Trump, that it was impossible for Trump to lose, because if you've got non-physical on your side, what can stop you? What can be rigged? Everything is going to be totally controlled in a way. It was a rigged election, except not like not
I
people
asked
Ion. Rigged election.
I said, you're fucking rigging this, aren't you? And I don't know if, where this is, and I don't, maybe I can't play it all, but I said, you're rigging it. And he says, no. There are certain people who are going to try rig it against Trump. They're, and it was nebulous what they were going to do, but he says, we will make sure that doesn't happen. And there's another thing. Well, I mentioned it. There was a huge, and we can do it because it got released in the Wikipedia, these fucking idiots in the Pentagon were going to have a hologram of UFOs landing in 24 cities or something like that on election day. So I assigned, did that really happen? Yep, that was going to happen. Ion stopped it. Ion stopped this huge, no wonder Hillary was crying her ass off all night and couldn't talk. She thought that it was going to work out for her based on all the cheating. And she doesn't understand why the cheating didn't happen.
Yes.
Didn't work. Yeah. Bob was there. Bob was lurking. I don't need that. I do it with my whole body. I do it. I'm not even hearing I'm doing it, you know, through Ion. It's doing all this stuff.
It is really interesting, Bob, that before the election, the idea that it would be rigged was of great concern. And even though Trump won, no one's bringing up any concern about it really having been a rigged election, which means it was done so tidily that not really anybody can do anything about it.
Right, right. So smoothly.
Smoothly.
So now, can you imagine anybody listening to this? With normal consciousness, we are saying things that humans can't think. You would never think what we're saying. Oh yeah, the whole fucking mass of the Pentagon 24 city thing was interrupted by a guy with a southern accent. You know, that's what they're going to think we're talking about. Well, how did this? It's like Debbie from Boston. Well, how does JW do this? So we're talking energetically and as real as anybody else will talk about any topic, because we understand it, and we're saying words that are totally ridiculous. See, this is new language. New concepts are being said here, Michael, right? Because we're operating from a different framework. I think it is. It seems to me that who would think
there's
of this
no way?
There's
no way that I could tell people here how this election came about. They would just look at me and shake their heads.
You've
I've been alone too long.
You know what's happened? Yeah, you know what's happened? Everybody died in March 2009. Then Bob and Carolyn reappeared with Ion, and then some people somehow got dragged into consciousness, and that's Ionettes. And you're talking, if they have not experienced this, you're talking to people who are dead, still disappeared, still gone. That's why they can't respond.
Damn. That's it.
That explains a lot there, right?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, you just gave the fine print of what we were talking earlier about Hillary had a meltdown because she probably was so sure she was going to win.
Yep.
And then it flipped into something else, which only explains it was Ion. That explains why she had the meltdown, that fine print.
Yes,
she was so sure. She
knew. She had in the bag. She had the Pentagon behind her. And Ion said tonight, the FBI, CIA, were staging a coup on her behalf.
Damn.
And it didn't work.
Well,
he said that.
Everything
now,
now.
Right. So, and so if you have normal consciousness, they're thinking, well, Trump obviously shouldn't be president. And everybody knows that Hillary should be. They are actually befuddled. They say, well, why didn't even the CIA probably should have helped Hillary? You know, we're up against Hitler. We need to stop the World War X. So, you know, and so the normal consciousness probably can't figure it out. They can't figure out how this could happen.
Because the TV was believed. All of that was completely believed. And it's been the truth for so long. The news has been where people go for so long that it's just shattering for people to realize that they had absolutely no clue, no indicator in their world that they were going to wake up in a completely different world. And that is just profound to have witnessed.
Yeah, the TV body has been made homeless.
Yeah.
Not just the chemical body is homeless, the TV body is homeless. And the chip body is just barely hanging on. The People don't listen. Environment is a cliche situation. It's just like I know I'll go and walk to the beach or something. So it's not totally exciting because I do it every day. So it's just nice and comfortable, which humans like. You like to have this dull comfort and familiarity. So TV is always on, and people don't know that certain ideas that are repeated are going into them. So the general medium effect was Hillary's going to win, of course. And they're not watching the details. That's just around them. That's the water, the temperature. And then the water wasn't there.
Yes.
That will make people cry. That would scare them.
scare them. People
they got killed.
Definitely scared, terrified.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's taking place now.
That's
what's taking place now.
The comedians, there were many comedians that just couldn't even tell jokes. I mean, they were just finished. I mean, they're covered
really?
But blown. Sure. I mean, there was a comedian. One of those comedians was almost sobbing on air because his mother would never get to see a woman president. And he's one of the guys that did the late night shows. Yeah, and it was just really an amazing to see how it was just that was funny. Watching
how
the comedians
effective.
Has been the funniest. Yeah, how affected they were.
And look what's happening.
Reality.
We are the only ones on here talking, enjoying, and having a great time, and being funny, and there's no venom. We're not doing it out of hatred of somebody or seduced by somebody. We are just flowing along, having a good time, as if, well, we don't know what people say. This guy don't know what happened. Where are they? Oh, he's on Maui. Yeah, Maui didn't know nothing. Maui's out of touch. You know, like we actually would come across as rather odd, because we're basically celebrating the bad news. We're celebrating, but not in a stupid, crude way. We're celebrating, every now and then we bring it up, but then we go back into analyzing deep chemistry. Get back to building the palace. You know what I mean? The work goes on, and the Trump thing. Like, if you listen to the joking we were doing with Corbin, and all of a sudden, Ian's talking in depth with Ginny about chemistry, or Greg. You know what I mean? The shifts are really great. So I'm in the kitchen. It is. And it may be the greatest show ever happened. This is what I go further. This is the thing that ever happened. I was in the kitchen. I hardly get to the kitchen at first. I got to monitor everything, do everything. So I got to the kitchen, and I dropped some utensil in the fucking sink. And I am talking to somebody. Within one-tenth of a second, I said, oh, Bob just dropped the thing in the fucking sink. Now, he didn't hear it. He saw it. That's how fast he fucking is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, he saw the action within a tenth of a second after it happened. And before I even realized what had happened. Like, you could hear it. He makes a comment. He's, oh, Bob's going to have to go wash his head. Now, yeah, I went and had to wash the thing. It was all fucked up. Then I start joking with Carol. Okay, you can't come in the kitchen for the next 15 minutes. I got to wash down the whole kitchen. Because I dropped a little thing in the sink. Even that's a crazy joke, a crazy idea. What, her husband's a guy who can't take one particle of dirt and he has to clean the whole kitchen or something? Something gets out of line? What a ridiculous scenario that is. We're proud of
Bob,
it.
This time, they were also engaging people on the chat line. They were posting as they were engaging this time.
That's right.
I was on the chat line.
I don't even read it. I can't keep up. They were doing that. I noticed that.
Yeah,
Michael's got his own show on there. He's fucking making jokes. Occasionally I'll see them. They're pretty good, whatever they were.
I can't speak
for
much of
doing their own
Bob.
Shows.
But
Ion,
much of
what he's
getting out of hand.
Yeah, but Ion was posting when he was engaging people on the line. When Ion was talking, they were posting diagrams as they were talking.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good thing to notice, because I got from mine a few years ago, he's going to gradually raise the ante. Like I say, someday we're going to watch Maui go upside down and get floated across the Pacific Ocean and back in 10 minutes. You know, you guys will be watching on your hologram. But yeah, that's what he's doing, very slightly, to do what you just said he did. It's pretty. I didn't see that before. He might have done a little bit, you know, once, but to be interacting like that, that's more than one brain going on, right?
Michael, did you hear him talk to you? Did he talk to you? Because one time he was talking about some revelation, and he said, Michael, you're too slow.
yeah, because I posted I posted, it was something that I looked up on WikiLeaks, and I posted it, and he posted it 3 seconds before me. The exact same thing. So well, then he said to me, "You're a bit slow," and I looked at the time, and it was 3 seconds faster.
And so he knew what you were going to post. He can't see.
Bob, this is
he can't see what you're going to post, right?
Bob,
no, I can't. But
Bob,
oh, frequency. Yeah, you find
freak,
something
freak, no,
that's
frequent,
in your computer.
Freak.
I know frequency. Yeah. But the thing is, you grab something. It's in your computer and your fucking clicker, and you're going to place it. I can't see what you're. If I was watching your hand, I wouldn't know what you're going to place on there. He knew the invisible thing you were going to put on, and put yours on first, so he could make a little power joke and say, "Ah, you're late." I mean, he could see what was in your digital content that you were going to post.
Yeah. Bob, in my session, Ian showed me that he can see what's on top of my cupboard in my bedroom. I mean, how's that?
Right.
Now, where do you go now?
He's always spying on me, exposing me. He's always exposing me to Carol. Oh, Bob masturbated last night, Carol. You did it over there in the corner. There. You can see some sperm. You know, you want to look at it. I totally forgot about that experience of them posting and talking.
Yes.
Would have forgotten, but it's good to have someone point it out. Now we have it, and we can say it to people that it happened. But it's so much. There's so much going on with Ion. We're not catching it all. Maybe someone catches a little bit that involves them on the content. They recognize their content.
And
what's with Alison? Alison comes in, hi everybody, and disappears. What the fuck? She thinks she just has to phone it in? It's like extras. They show up, sign in, then they go hide in their car, and then come back in the evening and get their checks, you know, on movie things. I saw them doing that. She's like, she shows up, says hi, and then goes off to the beach. It doesn't participate, and then doesn't even show up in the evening to get her check. So, Michael, you seem to, you're always on time, right? You're right there at the beginning. You make a point of being there. You don't want to miss the, hey, listen, look at the transcript. Are you there, Michael?
I'm totally here, Bob.
You got not. Okay.
No,
look on the chat line. Look at the conversation I had like 15 minutes before the show started with a Mary Axe. Holy shit, that's an interesting phenomenon. Ion pointed out to me, I was talking to Ion, and he said, look who's posting, Bob. And so I don't know who it is. Ion didn't tell me, but there's some interesting, and you might find it. Read that before the hour. I don't know who that is, but they show. I'm talking to Ion 15 minutes before, and we're talking about certain things, and she or he started posting stuff that sounded like she was listening to us. But I don't think she was.
Because I came on early, Bob, and I noticed that there'd been chat going on well before the show had happened with you and Ion and this. Yeah.
The Mary Axe, who turned
Mary
out
Axe,
to be ORA.
Mary Axe 184.
ORA used to, hadn't been on lately, but he was around a lot. Remember ORA, Bert, like last year?
Yes.
I think Mary Axe is ORA. And but I don't know who that is. I can't remember if I ever had a talk with them. But it's pretty. There's a pretty interesting phenomenon going on with Mary Axe. Okay, so what are we saying here? So appreciating what we're witnessing is part of this ascension, becoming aware of what your senses are engaging that you don't notice. So that's where you bring in dialogue. That's why people have speech, so that they can point out things to people to help extend what they're
wearing. The speaking definitely has been showing me where I'm confined by visual space, Bob.
Okay, you're a musician. You got a good ear. The reason you're visual is because you're in an industrial environment with straight roads. You're not conditioned visually by the book necessarily. It's the layout of the land and the architecture that makes you have a visual bias. And that's pretty hard to get rid of.
It's good to be aware of it.
Yeah, McLuhan.
It's a start.
Yeah, just that's all you need. A little awareness, you can't go back, because you'll gradually will notice it more and more. And then I don't know where that takes you, but it probably loosens you up for other sensory dynamics. So you're actually, I don't know if it's a visual bias. It's kinetic bias. It's being in a car and going along straight roads. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not just books. And that's a major McLuhan insight, to realize it's not just books that makes you a visually biased person. That hasn't been said much.
No.
Well, engaging is a good way to challenge it and to reveal it and to all of that.
What did you say? Occasion? What was that?
Engaging.
Yes, engaging.
Talking. The spoken word.
Yep. It carries, you know, the word is the most powerful thing, so it carries all your potential experience and what already happened in it. And so Joyce tried to show that. So he went to the Encyclopedia Britannica and dumped every fucking known item in a encyclopedia into the book to show that an active speech contains all that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was interesting, Bob. I saw an interview that was done with Donald Trump a while back, in which he was asked if he would ever run for president. And he kind of hummed and hawed about it. And then they asked him if he did run, what would his slogan be? And right back then he said, "Make America Great Again." So he's been working with that meme for a while before he even began to run. And that must have had a power behind it, because it was something that he'd been carrying for a while.
Right. You said you heard a McLuhan dialogue. What was that? Early on this week,
I heard a recording of a discussion of Ion stepping aside and Marshall McLuhan giving quotes out of his various books to various questions from the Ionettes.
Right. Yeah, you mean Ion's voice?
Yes, Ion.
Yeah, it was like McLuhan came through. We channeled McLuhan, so to speak. And that was about 2010 or something, right? Way back with James?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't with James. It wasn't with James.
Might have been Payday, Bob. Maybe in 2014.
Yeah,
okay,
it was
Payday.
It was
2015. Payday.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And that was part of the streaming on
yeah,
G-Radio.
Part of the Radio Free Ion.
Yeah, you know, there's so much going on now. Like, I can't keep up with what Susanna's learning, or what Madeline's learning, or what you're doing, or what Bert's talking to. You know what I mean? It's not controllable by me what people are taking in. It used to be years ago when there was less data, but it's like we have different departments now. You know, Ginny comes in with her department. Greg comes in. Then you guys come in with your area, and you report, and Iron gives you an update.
It's a good representation of a dodecahedron when you look at it.
Yeah.
And how
and
large
every
it is
view,
now.
Every
how
person
large
is an
it.
Angle. Yeah. Every person is an angle. So it's a university
because,
on the air.
Because of the landscape, Bob, it can be difficult, I'm sure, for people to phone in, because the landscape can be really strange at times, and it chops and it changes. And sometimes it's very hard to see how one could even, you know, participate in it. So I can see, especially when I came back.
Yeah,
to
they wouldn't know what our motives are. You can see that. I was going to say, wait a minute, are these guys joking? Are they stealing people's stuff and distorting it? Yeah, that's a good point. They would naturally be suspicious, because we're not apparently, we're jumping around too much. We don't know. They don't know what our purpose
is. It's not linear. Like someone who's a basic linear person watching the news, when they tune in to hear, like, what in the hell? You know, because it can go real serious and they go totally obnoxious and funny. Within the 2 seconds.
It's definitely an audio hallucination.
Everybody's realistic.
Bob.
What? It's a hallucination, right.
Audio,
everybody.
Ongoing audio hallucination.
What? What did you say?
I said it's an ongoing audio hallucination, Bob.
Yeah. But also a proprioceptive feeling hallucination, because he's affecting
yes,
your being
yes,
on
yes.
the frequency level too.
Yes.
Yes.
So someone's listening and there's this serious talk by maybe a professor sounding guy talking to Greg about the chemistry, or to Carolyn, detailed knowledge, which most people wouldn't even understand. And all of a sudden he's going, "You fucking nigger. Bring in the niggers, Bob." What professor would do that? So he turned into a racist honky. And then he becomes pleasantly funny with normal humor. So he becomes a nice person. And then he's back to being serious again about some esoteric topic. And then well, we're at the Chambord Castle, and the alchemist, Nicholas II, was there. It's a whole department. Oh, suddenly we're in the history department. That's what's going on. We got a curriculum where the topic, the even if one person's on for 20 minutes, they're covering different strange areas. So, gee, I hadn't realized how ridiculously complex it is for newer people. Yeah, really.
Yeah, but you know, you got iron loving Vestal and Yo Gotti, and that just, you know, like,
that's a good one. That's right. Where the fuck's Vestal? If you're not going to play Vestal, play this fucking sweary guy. This guy is vulgar, fucking idiot. And then you play a little bougie, he goes, "Fuck this, fuck that." And I said, "That's not as good as Joe Gotti. Yo Gotti's better." He's a critic of the stuff.
Yeah. No, this is that's
pretty
hilarious.
Astounding. Yeah, just replaying, just naming what we heard is a phenomenon of realizing what's going, how much we don't realize what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got an idea right now. I don't remember the past too much because my present is so crammed. Just say a present of 20 minutes with Ion is crammed with a bunch of stuff that it blocks out any awareness of what happened yesterday. You know what I mean? There's an endless inputting going on.
Plus, Bob, you said earlier, you used to say that you live ahead of yourself, you and Carolyn, but now you're probably so far way ahead now than you were, like, say, 7 years ago or even 5 years ago.
That's a good question. I could ask him, how far ahead of myself am I? You know what he'll say? Well, you're actually catching up, Bob. You're actually he's been saying that to us lately. We're catching up right now. Carolyn and I are catching up with something.
You'll say, look back and see where you are.
Yeah. And like, look at the other thing is the precision. He'll say Lewis Carroll, and he'll say things that were in the environment of information like 55 years ago. Like he named a politician very precisely at some point that nobody of the audience would remember. They're too young. But he called it. You see, the precision of his historical data is incredible.
That is,
in the conversational mode. And I wonder what that
is. It's an interactive history lesson.
Yeah. And he's actually doing Finnegan's Wake. When he starts saying Nicholas II showed up with Leonardo da Vinci, that's going to alter your mind. And you have to say, no, that's really what's happening. So he is expanding, getting you out of the time through verbal technology. It's an encyclopedic way of juxtaposing disparate, discontinuous periods. That's a massage. That's an audio hallucination. Yeah, that's an audio probe. Yeah. Hallucination if you include discontinuities and simultaneities.
Yeah, and there's so much that is missed, Bob. I was listening to a recording, and I think he was a session with Wren, although I might be incorrect. But he was saying, they were talking, and then he said to her, "Yes," and in about 15 seconds, you're going to say, "Ahem." And then there was silence, and 15 seconds went by, and then she went, "Ahem, iron."
Wow.
So he knew exactly what she was going to say in 15 seconds time, and that was to me.
That's awesome.
Astounding.
And I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I wish I could have caught it, because there are small things like that we miss, because there's just so much going on, and iron is so deliberate all the time, deliberate.
He's on whatever the phrase is, on game or something. But here's the thing, you naturally, when you listen to something, fade in and out, And you don't realize how much you've missed until you re-listen to it. So I'm listening, catching most of it, and then all of a sudden I'm distracted. Carolyn's pointing out something. So I miss the next, say, 5 seconds of words, right? Or the kind of thing you just said. And then you come back in. We don't realize how much we're slipping and maybe going into other worlds and in other dimensions, and you don't recognize
it. Well, that's
it's
it,
not
Bob.
Continuous.
I've had experiences of re-listening to, say, for example, this show that we're doing now, and I re-listened to it during the week, and I hear things that I never heard, and there's no
yeah.
great length of
that's
bizarre. Like a completely different part of the show that wasn't there before,
yeah.
and I've also listened back to find things that I heard Ion say, and
yes.
I can't find them, and that,
right.
that is to
well,
me
right.
really
it's clubbed.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, I've become real lazy. I know all this is going on. I've been convinced. I know it's the greatest thing ever happened, so I don't bother paying that attention to it anymore. I just know great stuff is happening. Unless I have to pay. I pay attention when I'm paying attention. I'm not worrying about what I'm missing.
Yeah.
Because
but seeing all of that,
you go back. What'd you say?
You've been exposed to so much because this is an unbelievable phenomena that it's changed the whole thing of what you would call mankind. It's unbelievable. And you've been exposed so much. And womankind
and,
that you've been mutated. You and Carolyn have been mutated totally because this is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah, he's talked about that. I got more incredible stuff today. But anyways, now here's what you guys probably want to get, I not want to get a hit a few times during the week. So you'll go back and listen to the show, and that's pleasurable and
yeah.
good because you hear things you didn't hear, so it's new. I got to deal with Ion on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So every day I'm in the swamp with him with new fucking information. And that's why I can't keep up, and I just accept whatever I get, you know? And and Ion's always guiding me and Carolyn. He said, well, okay, this is going to happen soon. Like, they know that we're sort of stumbling around drunk, even though we don't look it. We don't look like we're stumbling, but probably at a certain level, we're drunk trying to keep up. It's like, a boss walks in and you've been jerking off and then you start scrambling getting your papers together. We've been scrambling getting our papers together for fucking 7 years.
Yeah.
looking at it just talked about. Yeah.
In contemplating what Ion is, which is pointless, one of the things that
I looked at
is that
it's fun to do that.
Yeah, it's fun. But I was looking at what his function has been, and his function so far, to me, has been to remember on our behalf because we have no memory for some reason.
Right.
We can't remember.
Right.
So Ion
for some reason.
For some reason. Ion is as memory, and I'm. It's weird. It's like Ion is memory in a way.
Right. Well, there's a great line McLuhan used from medieval cathedral scholar memory theater. He's a memory theater. That's what McLuhan said.
Phineas
Wakefield. Yeah, read Frances, whatever her name is. Her book on the Renaissance and alchemy and hermetic societies. Francis something, I forget it. That's what, after being with Ion for 6 months back in 2009, I started saying, what's the name of that fucking guy? McLuhan. I was forgetting fucking my basic memory structure. You know what I mean? I couldn't remember McLuhan or his brother's name. That's bad, right?
Yeah.
But I was forgetting. I was being...
An ascended being has no memory or no need of memory. And
I took
maybe
it as a good
that's
thing.
Why. Well, that's where Ion is here because of that, I think.
Yeah, he's helping us to retain some memory, threads of memory, while we get obliterated. Yeah, I had to get used to that and then sort of accept, we're actually moving into no memory. And so Ion massages you to do that. He can make you get to that point if you engage as much as I do.
Yeah. It's been interesting listening to your engagements, your and Carolyn's engagements with him that you've been playing the recordings. you know, seeing how what's going on in the back office there.
Are you, you're saying it'd be interesting? We used to do that, but you're
no,
saying it would be interesting to hear now?
No, it has been very interesting listening to all the, you know, the sessions that you do off air with Ion, you and Carolyn do.
Right. Well, they're a lot different. Ion is, he's really forthcoming to us. We can say who, what, where, and the 6 degrees of separation. You know what I mean? It's fast. So he doesn't equivocate about how you say your question or statement. It's, it's very, Carol says something, he says something, and Carol says something. There's no, like, you guys, normally the Ionauts are going, well, okay, I got this question now, what's another question? You know, it's like pulling teeth, right? Unfortunately, that's the way it is, but there is such great private session with Ionauts. I'd love to play this for people. I like them to hear what the fuck, how detailed, what is actually being done. It would be very convincing to people that this is no joke what's going on. We get glimpses of it on payday, but if you actually heard the incredible interaction with the three of us with Ion and what we learned, what's being said, what's digressed, it's pretty impressive. And probably someday, once what we're doing gets done, I think those things then can be played.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But you shared enough.
Because
you've shared enough in the last 2 years. Let me see. No, 2013. No, 3 years to give someone a clue if they're listening fine enough of what's actually going through. Because there's a large puzzle pieces that you've laid out from the sessions that you've shared, Bob.
Right.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It is.
The beauty of it, Bob, is that with Ion, it's almost like one gets a more accurate perception of the now than ever before of what's actually happening now. For example, with this election, for the first time, we could actually see inside of it and not have to wait for someone else to tell us what was going to happen, because Ion already... He told us what was happening right now in each moment as we went along. And that gives one a less fearful, you know, all of that disappears when one has that that perception.
Right. Now, when we did the castles, and then pretty well every night we'd have a session with Ion, that was pretty neat. But Roxy was wiped out for two, when she went back home, she couldn't fucking do anything, basically, for 2 weeks. And
wow.
I would say it's not just she was overwhelmed. It was having access to Ion every night. That was blowing her system. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
And so she got, I look at, okay, there's someone getting into the Bob and Carol level, and look what happens. She just gets wiped out. She doesn't have the, not a criticism, just as a neophyte, having that intensity. And then I realized, holy shit, this is what me and Carol have been living with for 7 years. We're super heavyweights. You know what I mean? In dealing with the burden of Ion, so to speak, or the energy effect. And she really was confused. Not I would say confused, but really lethargic. Couldn't fucking do anything. She had to go to work, but it almost started to feel everything was meaningless. And then after 2 weeks, she popped out of it. And then she had her energy back, you know? But and Bowert used to say that. When Bob shows up, he'd take him a week to recover. Now, I wasn't trying to bamboozle him. I don't know what that was. But I can see, I was saying to Roxy, I said, well, wouldn't you like to do this? Wouldn't you like to be able to talk to Ion after a day at work, you know, come home and get the stuff? She said, oh, she just shook her head in amazement, you know. But that's what we do. Matter of fact, it's a bit of a burden. We do a session in the daytime, and then I have to absorb and take notes of it at some point over the next 15 hours. So I have to go back and listen to it and record it, because if I get behind, I never catch up. So I have to do a lot of Ion throughout the week. So that's why I don't have time to go back and hear what happened on payday.
Mm-hmm. And Bob, it sounds like during payday you're taking notes as well of various things that are happening at various points.
Oh, yeah, I post them. I do the inventory of the show. It Ed posts them with every archive, every week.
Just,
you haven't seen
that's
those?
That's profound.
Yeah,
no, I can just hear you doing it.
Right, and Ed says he and Akito, they Casey Marvel. How does Bob do all this during the show? I'm not aware that it's hard to do. I'm just doing it. But I will interrupt and say, what was that topic? Because I can't hear all the words. So I like to get some basic noun down. But I guess it is impressive noticing that. Noticing what he said in recording.
It appears you've been always documenting, Bob, because you know you were creating the backstory for what's happening now. And for me, what Iron Dome is, it gives me a backstory for now that can't be compared or once one sees that, there's just nowhere else to go because it is what's happening now.
Nothing's as challenging. Nothing's as challenging.
No.
Look at the original ideas, the millions of original ideas Iron has come up with about any topic. Original interpretations.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
And to hear the reaction to the original... To hear the reaction to the original ideas is fun. When someone comes on and they say something totally unbelievable, you can hear the person's mind like, what?
What? All right, so we got music, so we'll see you in 5 hours or 6 hours.
Thank you, Bob.
Hours,
Carol and Iron.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, I hope you come back at this morning. Come back in the morning.
Okay, well.
If you can make it. Okay, thanks, Bert. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks. Bye, Bert.
Bye, Mark. Take care.
Good night.